Hi, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer. Tonight, you're going to listen to three songs, Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Three songs that I heard in 2010 by seeing angels and archangels flying around me. Then, you will listen to Become Who You Are, my book, especially chapter 7, Listen to Your Heart. You can go on my website at johnmartinhealer.com. I hope you're having a great time. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Become Who You Are, Chapter 7, Listen to Your Heart. Tonight, with Natalie and Nicole, 8 and 10 years old, we created a movie. Yes, around 7-minute movie. And you know how? By listening to our hearts. One simple idea brings another one, which brings another one. When we bring one person to become who he is, that's great. When we bring two people to become who they are, that's great. But when those people interact with each other, doing what they like, doing what they feel doing, miracles happen. I've been knowing those two kids for only 5 days. And we've been creating so many things. Building up trust, self-confidence, helping them to find their own path, their own mission on earth, revealing them their gifts, having visions for her, for them, on how to accomplish the first steps, and then helping them to become and to create. Yes, we all were listening to our heart by doing it. I was just following what I felt doing. And that's what counts. I had fears. I had many fears before. I was going to stay in a family for 1 week. And I didn't know those kids, and they didn't know me. But I listened to my heart. I overcome my fears. And they opened her heart to me. It's not something that I wanted. It's something that I felt doing. I was just doing things that made me joy, created joy in me. Nicole is so gifted, and I had visions for her, writing books, stories for kids, about unicorns, and I loved having those visions. And when you listen to her, she just like talks like she was reading books. I revealed her visions and right away she just came back and was recording the first story. As I would see that she had first to record it with her own voice and one recording will be just perfect. She came to me and she told me, well, I made it. And I told her, well, that's the first step. And what about we create a movie now? And she was just amazed that this was going to happen. Her sister is so gifted. Natalie loves performing, loves gymnastics, and she's so great at it. And as well, I had visions for her, besides performing, I would see her also playing guitar, and I will reveal those visions for her. I was seeing her when she would be 18 and having 3 guitars, painted guitars, from the first one that she had to the third one. And right after she would tell me, I wrote that down for Santa Claus. It's on my wish list. I want a guitar. She said this from the bottom of her heart. And kids, they listen to their heart. They know what's good for them. They know what their soul wants. And as we're adult, we start to think, because we put programs on us. Well, I both told them that we were going to do that movie, and each of them will be able to do and their thing, the things that they like. Being centered on their own vibration, being able to act the way their soul will tell them to. And it was so amazing. I played my songs, my angelic songs. We displayed on a video screen my paintings, one after the other. And on top of those paintings, we were playing also those movies that they created. And all were just combining, adding to each other. One picture added to each other, to one another. And we put a table next to it and a bench with a white cloth on it. And on that table, we would set up all the unicorns that were going to be acting in that movie. All those unicorns collected by Nicole through her several past years, from her first unicorn when she was 3 years old. And each of them had a name. And they were all dressed up in white, as the color of their soul. White, pure, divine energy. And life was being printed on them, as the movies were being played, and they were just part of the screen, and those unicorns were just moving through that display, through that movie. This was great. They were not putting any pressure on themselves. Nicole recorded it only once for that story, like a 7-minute story. And guess what? She did great. And Natalie, wow. She was able tonight to just do things that she was not able to do before. And she's taking gymnastic classes for years. But because she wanted to perform the best she could, something happened. A magical twist. Something that helped them to become. And I loved it. And they loved it. And they were just great. When one person just performs with his heart, acting on his gifts, doing what he really likes, what he really supposed to be doing, not trying to copy the other one, not trying to do something that he's not good at, then he becomes great. Just great. And when one person does it with another one, all combined together, it creates something unique. Magical. Something magical. For those who believe in the magic of other universe, well, they might as well believe in their own gifts. They might as well believe in who they are. There is nothing more important than to follow who we are. To listen to our heart. Well, many times this happens in front of our eyes and we don't see it. Many times we feel we are supposed to be doing something, but we don't do it. We just step aside. We just step aside of our own life. Nicole, during the movie, listening to her own voice, was able to focus on the performing of her unicorns. And Natalie was able to open her heart and was grabbing her mother's book and was just promoting it on the video by going from one side to the other, showing it and doing some gymnastic moves with it. That was great. This night, in few hours, and especially in 7 minutes, their life has changed forever, encoding new memories, new souvenirs into their heart, so they will always remember what they have done and how they were doing it. They will always follow their heart, and I know it. They both release blockages. They both found their way of being, following their own gifts. And I loved it. How many of us, when we find a job that brings a lot of money, we just stick to it, creating just like already business plans on how this work is going to bring us so much money that we're going to be able to change our car, going to live in a nicer place, maybe buy an apartment or a house. And when we feel that our heart is not happy with that job anymore, how many of us just say, well, it's okay, I'm changing job because I'm not happy in that job? How many of us listen to their heart at that particular time? How many of us take the risk of being who they are? What happens when we don't follow what our heart tells us? Well, imagine a vertical line, which will be your path. Attached to it, there is one crystal ball that can only slide to it, on it. Attached to that crystal ball, there is a rubber band. And on the other hand of that rubber band, there is another crystal ball. When those two crystal balls are just on top of each other, becoming only one, this is just fine. And everything just fine. You're just right on your path. And your heart is so happy. But most of the time, we don't listen to our heart, and we listen to other voices, to other messages that take us away from our path. And that crystal ball attached to that rubber band starts to move on one side or another. Well, it's not too much a big deal when it doesn't create any tension on that rubber band. And of course, sometimes we just are aware that we are not just exactly focusing and aligning those two balls, those two crystal balls, but we know that they are not too far away from each other. We say, well, it's okay. But then we start to forget. And there is that ball that gets away from the other. And that rubber band is starting to be stretched. And as it's getting stretched, it creates tensions. Tensions in our life, in our body, in our mind, in our soul. Tensions everywhere. So you can still say, okay, that's not a problem. I just keep going with this. But that ball is getting too far away. And it's stretching too much, that rubber band. It takes more and more energy to get out of and to be stretching it. And you reach one point, a very critical point, where that rubber band is stronger than the energy that you put in it in order to just take that ball away. And you just let it go. And that ball just go right on the other side, far away on the other side, and rebounces on one side and the other. And it becomes so weird. Imagine this image on your life. You don't understand what's happening. Usually it's around 40 years old. You know when everything just changed and poof. You don't know why. Cars, apartments, job, wife, husbands, family. You just like don't understand why, but everything's changing so fast. Suddenly just open your eyes and perceive that the life that you have is not the life that you wish. And at that time you perceive that there's so many things that are getting changed, being changed all around you. And believe me, it's not easy to manage all those changes and putting in your life. And it takes time to build yourself up. Again. Just because you didn't listen to your heart. Your heart gave you so many tips, so many advices, so many warnings, and you didn't catch any. Just because your mind
wanted to go somewhere else. Your mind was pulling you away from your mission. Of course, that means that you believe that your soul knows where to go. You believe that your soul knows what it's doing. And it's not that easy to trust our soul, because that white line, well, we don't perceive it. We don't know where it goes. And by the way, most of the time, we perceive as it a white line, and we think it's a white line on which the soul has to follow. It is probably a white line, a straight line, in one dimension or another one. But when we see it from our space-time dimension, believe me, it doesn't appear straight at all. Yeah. The perception we have from one dimension to another one is totally different. But our heart is there in order to show us the path, in order to show us the way. You know, try to take a picture of a frame. You know that those lines are just parallel, and it's supposed to be creating a square or rectangle. But each time you look at those pictures that we take, they don't look like parallels, those lines. And they are not. Just because we never take a picture just being centered, there is always one angle where too much left or too much right, and nothing is parallel. How do you think it is possible that our path has to be a line, a straight line? It can't be. It is a straight line in a very specific dimension. But our path is supposed to go from left to right and right to left, and it is supposed to be like this. And only our heart knows it. Only our heart, our GPS, is supposed to be knowing this. And we have to trust Him to guide us on that way. And if we don't, we just get lost. There is another way to make it. Well, is to cut that cord that links us to our heart. And then you don't feel any pain, you don't feel any GPS. And your mind just drives your life. You probably have seen already many of those people. It looks like they don't have any heart. It looks like all their soul is just cold. Just like their soul is asleep. And as soon as you get close to those people, well, you don't feel very comfortable. They feel that there is no life in their body. that there is nothing beating there. That brings sadness. And it doesn't bring joy at all. What are the messages that the heart has to deliver us? How can we listen to our heart? How to get in contact with our heart? How to feel our heart? How to know if we are too much left or too much right? Well, if you feel joy, that means that you should be doing it. If you feel that your heart is being squeezed, you should not be doing it. You should not be going for that. That's how it works. What happens now when your heart is hurted? How to heal your heart? How to release those pains? How to let your heart become? When your heart hurts, the first thing is to just stop what creates that pain to your heart. Whatever it could be. And sometimes it costs us a lot to be able to get away from that. Maybe a close person in our family, it may be someone else, maybe a neighbor, maybe our boyfriend or girlfriend, and we feel that that person doesn't bring us joy. And we have to make a choice. Either we stick with that person and we become sad and our heart is going to suffer. Or either we may feel alone. We may create sadness around us. But we are set free. Well, we can't do things just to be nice and hurting ourselves. It doesn't work that way. We don't have to do sacrifices, and especially sacrifice our heart for someone else. It doesn't work that way. We have to release all this. We have to set everything free. It works for our family members, as it works the same way for the job. It works the same way with a souvenir or with a pain. To be able to release a pain, there is only one way. Is to get back in our souvenirs to the very specific moment where that pain happened to us. And for those pains that we don't know the cause of it, then we have to ask through our visions to perceive those events, to get back in the past in order to understand, or to feel the signs. Because maybe sometimes it's someone that's thinking about you, and yes, telepathic attacks exist also. And the pain from other one, even from some people that you don't even know, this exists. We really have to be aware of the power of our heart. Our heart creates so many different waves of love. It is so powerful. So powerful. And at the same time, it's so fragile. The more sensitive we are, the more we perceive, the more our heart can become hurt. And there are not that many ways in order to be able to feel and to be protected. We have to stay first focused on that crystal ball. Then we have to perceive that energy coming from above us, through us, that light, that divine light. And we have to perceive also that divine light surrounding us, filling us, filling up our aura all around us with white divine energy. And that white divine energy reinforces our aura and creates that shield that let come only things that we need and that we want that are good for us, and that protects us from the rest that we don't have to perceive or that could hurt us. And then, and only then, we are able to open our heart. Only then we are able to open our heart to other vibrations, doing this. You're safe, you're guided, you're protected, you're centered, and you're able to feel and to follow the guidances, feeling protected, and you're ready to act. This is one of the most important message. That drives us through our life. And if we get far away from it, we always have to find a way to get back to it. Have faith. Believe in who you are.